Feeling it.
All right. So you're listening to SBS Radio Living Black, and I have with me in the studio Seeker and his good friend, Marzi. Well, thank you so much for joining the program, and it's lovely to have you here. So you've released the Late Ambience mixtape.
Yeah.
And it's quite a diverse listen. I've had a good listen while I was doing the dishes, which is always good.
It cool.
made the dishes a lot easier,
yeah.
as you could expect. Didn't just introduce yourselves or talk about yourselves and you know, where you're from?
Yeah, Nyawad Seeker. My name's Seeker. You know, my heritage, and I am a Torres Strait Islander, raised in Cairns, but now I'm based in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm Marzi. I'm from Aotearoa. I've been in Melbourne for 6 years. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Lovely. Well, you've chirped out the Late Ambience Seeker. It's a mixtape. To ask you, first of all, Seeker, yeah, how'd you get into music?
My older brother, he is a DJ, and a lot of his friends were DJs as well. So we really didn't get a choice. It was just, used to wake up and go to sleep listening to him playing on his turntables. Different styles of music, from hip-hop to drum and bass and jungle. He used to get me to come in and kick rhymes over instrumentals he used to play, and we used to just jam in the bedrooms. I must have been about 13 when I started doing that, and it just became second nature, pretty much. Yeah.
Marzi, what about you?
I kind of got into music from mainly during high school. Just be me and some friends at school, and we'd just be listening to music, and then if there was a loop on or something, then some people would pick up a freestyle and stuff, and we'd start rapping, and I wasn't that good, so then I just started DJing and taking that line of things. So now I'm working with Seeker and a couple of the other Indigenous boys. And
Yeah.
Awesome. So you're Melbourne fellas now, and you know, you've worked your way into picking up some good gigs and mixing in with some great, great people here in Melbourne. What's that experience like for you now? Is it sort of a bit of a goal at first?
No, I think when I first moved down, I gave it a little go, I guess, and then I saw the calibre of how good Melbourne was, and I didn't know whether I should have just got into it, but then I realised there's a whole different scene of different genres, and I really started digging live music because there wasn't much to what I liked in Cairns. And then, I just started getting into it. And it wasn't until later when I recorded our first song in a while. I think I was 26, 27. And then it got played on Triple J. And I just thought, I might as well start doing this. Like, I actually missed doing it. And then now I just like doing it. I just like coming in and supporting the community and just networking with people, just being around like-minded people that are into it. It's good vibes when you're hanging around with people that are into the same thing that you're into.
You've put a lot of work into the mixtape, and you've got quite a few different artists on the CD. Do you want to talk a bit about the extent of who you've got on here and the styles, including some of the samples that you've got on here?
Gex is another artist, and Mad Madam is from Cairns, and they're also Indigenous artists. Mars is on that as well.
Joe Dobbs is in there, another Kiwi boy.
Yeah, it's a Pacific thing. I think it's a Pacific collaboration. We got Tahu Dobbs in there, Jared Hikita. Is that how you pronounce it properly?
Hikita.
Hikita, yeah. I got to get that right. Leo Gortz, who's a DJ on it. He does cuts for it. Vital One, who's from Adelaide. Bastion Killjoy, who is from the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. And Saki, he's the big brother, the Vanuatuan guy. He's got me into it. Yeah, he's like good brother and a bit of a mentor, I think, Saki is to me. So,
and we're going to talk about some of the samples that you've used. I know you've got a few influences, Seeker, including Star Wars. But
we're
going to talk a bit about the samples.
I have interludes, and I think the whole concept of the Late Ambience is I'm late a lot. And ambience is just the feel of the album. So in the interludes, there's bits of shows that references being late that also lead into the songs. Oh, Star Wars. I'm just obsessed with Star Wars. I don't really have anything on the album that has Star Wars to do with Star Wars. No, but maybe that's the next one.
Maybe we can do a concept album.
A concept Star Wars album.
Maybe we can work on something there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, you'd have a big following, you know. It's had such a revival. But, I mean, you've also got some other idols, I've noticed, even on your Facebook page, and that a few actors and that who you make reference to in certain times.
Denzel?
Yeah.
Should I say Denzel?
Denzel.
I have an alias called Denzel Snipes, and he's quite the opposite to what Seeker, to my alias the Seeker is. And I think Seeker's the more conscious, more relaxed kind of guy. a bit more caring, I think, thoughtful. And then there's Denzel Snipes. He's a mix between Denzel Washington and Wesley Snipes. And just growing up watching those films kind of took a shine to it. And yeah, he has songs out there mysteriously on YouTube. Go check him out. He's just very obnoxious and...
Does he kick in after you've had a few coffees or something?
To be honest, I think he was born out of being a chef because, you know, what chefs are like.
Yeah.
I used to be a chef, but I'm not a chef anymore. But
when you get a bit stroppy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which it doesn't come across too much in you. You don't come across as a stroppy person. But,
no.
You know, we all have our moments, don't we?
Yeah.
What about you, Marcy? Any influences?
Influence for me and some of the artists I worked with in the past have been a lot of just hip-hop guys from the 90s, a lot of Bone Thugs and Harmony, that kind of stuff. But getting into kind of Premier, Dilla, that kind of stuff now as I'm getting a bit older.
As you're maturing.
Yeah.
Tastes change, eh?
It definitely does. It's always fun with music because you can always go back and listen to old stuff and it's new to you. So, yeah, it's fun. It's fun exploring.
And what kind of gear do you use?
At the moment, I'm using turntables. Just standard kind of gear.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wasn't referring to drug reference. I'm joking. Seriously joking. Yeah, because there's a lot of different technologies in that, so you're happy to keep it basic?
Yeah, I started on turntables thanks to my sister. She had a setup in her flat, which I was able to go and use, and she had all the records that were given to her by quite a well-known DJ in Dunedin, where I'm from. And we had access to a lot of vinyl. And I'd just go down there and hang out and just practice. And then kind of just stuck with that.
Great.
Now. Yeah, and still use. It's a digital setup. A lot of DJs are kind of switching to that now, mainly for ease of being able to play a variety of music when they go out. But still keeping it old school, I guess, with the turntable. Now it's a long, 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 long road, and we're taking it. They say I talk with my heart pan, punching out the lines. Bro, they call me sentimental because I hit the middle of your mind. Winds of our islands breed tropical climates and rainforests to the ranges. You're listening to SBS Radio Living Black. I'm Kirsten Lindsay and we're in our Melbourne studios with Seeker and Marzi. And we're talking about the Seeker mixtape.
Yeah, I saw you perform just recently, Seeker, with Bastian Killjoy.
Yeah.
Just at a gig at Grumpy's with Morganics and Elf and a heap of other crew, and you actually do a acknowledgement to country and welcome from a Torres Strait Islander perspective. Do you want to talk a bit about that and importance of having that as part of your repertoire?
As a repertoire, it's something different and refreshing to the scene.
Yeah,
I've just been doing gigs a lot and I'm starting to realise there's not many people doing acknowledgements. Maybe because they don't know or they don't. I just felt like I needed to do it from my perspective and playing a song from my heritage.
Yeah.
And it's just something different. I feel as if we're all musicians and we're sharing something with everybody and we're sharing our thoughts and our music, our type of music. So I wanted to share something traditional and do acknowledgement at the same time. So killing two birds with one stone. If people enjoy it, well, then that's cool because they get to hear something totally different compared to just another rapper jumping up and just going, yeah, you know, and doing their thing, which is fine, it's cool. I want to share something from where I'm from and I want to do something unique. And if they get some enjoyment out of it and it makes them feel something, well, then I know I'm doing my job right. There's actually a song on here that features Tahu Dubs, Capulet, they're both from NZ, and it's produced by Jess Jamal. Jess owns a clothing company called Jumble, and he's very community-driven. He does, like, you know, he sponsors local people, and he does a lot of gigs. So the song Journey is pretty much based on the journeys of going from the Torres Strait Islands to Cairns and being influenced in Melbourne. And I played that a couple of times, and is one of my favourite tracks, I think, out of that.
SBS Radio, 7 billion stories and counting.
There's such a global influence in Melbourne and in the Australian hip-hop scene. I mean, I was sort of going to gigs 20 years or more ago, and in Melbourne the scene was a bit different. There was very few Indigenous or First Nations crew in the scene. It was sort of owned by everyone else. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island hip-hop in Australia now is massive, and it's about time. You know, it's about
Definitely.
Time.
Totally.
I think there's a different scene in Melbourne now where it is a universal movement and there's a lot more First Nations, you know, participation and running of shows now, which is good because it was sort of just there in the background, you know, a long time ago. So
yes.
Australian hip-hop, the ingenuity and the talent as far as musicianship is very diverse, and it's very good and very unique. It's a lot of international influences on an international level, but it's something different. We've got some really good stuff coming out of Australia.
Yeah, and I think working with guys like Seeker, there's a lot of content and a lot of voices that need to be heard, and that's why I'm just fortunate to be working with these guys. Yeah.
What's it like over in Aotearoa?
Yeah, it's good. We've had quite a strong hip-hop scene for a while.
Yeah.
One of my first artists from our area, from Pacific, I listened to Oz hip-hop and I listened to King Kapisi when I was a teenager. That shifted my mind state because... Was he Samoan? Yeah. And I just heard one of the songs. It was just crazy. He was just talking about drinking coconut. And
just life.
Yeah, and he was just rapping. Yep. And it was the first time I heard Islander that rapped. And it was just crazy. It changed my whole perspective on it. I was like, oh, man, this is cool.
Yeah. Just coming from NZ, we had it everywhere. And we had voices speaking for us out there. And then moving to Australia, I kind of got lost from that a little bit until I found guys like Seeker and some of these boys and the content that was in their messages I could relate to. That was a bonus. Yeah.
As someone from NZ, would you feel now that you're part of Australian hip-hop?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Really? Because you are. See, you are.
I don't know.
Mars.
You don't have to be, you know, Australian to be part of the
totally.
Australian hip-hop scene. And you know.
Tell them who you DJ for. So
I'm DJing with Birds, Philly.
Yeah.
Do some stuff with Gex and a couple of the other boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, Philly and Birds are the new guys signed with Bad Apples with Briggs.
Yeah.
So working alongside those guys, which is an amazing experience. And yeah, like I said, just being around it is amazing. Dusting off shoulders here, who craving affection, eh? I don't mean to be up front, but you're looking good. You stop and go, we should chill like you know we should.
You're listening to SBS Radio Living Black. I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and we're in our Melbourne studios with Seeker and Marzi, and we're talking about the Seeker mixtape. I've noticed you've got a love song or two in the mixtape.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
Yeah, why not? Let's switch over to that. It's actually normal, you know.
Yeah. I think my whole process of writing songs about, like, that kind of feeling, my first thought was writing songs that people don't want to write with hip-hop.
Or maybe writing songs that people say you can't write.
Yeah. Exactly. I listen to a lot of hip-hop, like staunch hip-hop, but I also listen to a lot of soul music.
Yeah.
Like Marvin Gaye, Al Green, George Benson, and I just like that sound, and it was so taboo to write songs like that. I found the song Flume Over You, and it was just about, I heard the sample, and it was like this girl singing on it. It was pretty much a mixture of stories that I heard from different people about leaving their partners. Well, their partner dumped them, and then they came back to them. So I wrote that song, which is a bit of a heartbreak song. Lady, Lady.
That was a bit of a fun track, actually. I just found a song that was kind of like an interlude in an album that I really liked, and then kind of just looped it up, sent it to Seeker. And just he came up with that, and I was blown away by what he did with it, because it was kind of a spoken word piece. I was stoked with it. I was stoked with what you did with that.
I think the concept I went with that was having a conversation. When you have a conversation with the girl and you just kind of realize, hey, wait a minute, I kind of like you, but we're out and about and you might like someone else.
Yeah.
So just have a conversation. And like that's what it should. I think that's a good seed to plant into younger listeners that, you know, when you go out there and you're in a club, you don't have to be full on, you know, trying to pick up. Just have a conversation, be cool with it. If she's cool, she's cool. Stop and Go with Jared Hiakita and Leo Gortz, DJ Leo Gortz, who does cuts. I really like that sample. It's produced by Al Good. That was another one just like flirting. That was pretty much just about flirting. And I think there's too many songs about guys going out, picking up, taking them home and yada yada. I just wanted to describe that moment where it's like, hey, we like each other, and then cut it as that.
You know, it's good to be honest about your thoughts, and it's any way people are going to get ahead, I reckon.
Yeah, and why waste their time?
You know, that's right.
We got music to make.
You'd be a good counsellor. Maybe you could shift in some consultation with counselling or something.
All experience. It's all experience.
There is one song that I've been listening to a lot. On the Scene.
On the Scene.
Yeah, because I've heard that sample. I've heard the Master Ace version of it.
Yeah.
And then when you made that, I was like, yeah.
Oh, it's by a producer named Kid Ferro from Wollongong, Sydney. Young dude, he's a beast. Yeah, if you gotta check him out, Kid Ferro. His beats just match the way he raps. He's just amazing. He sent me that beat. He sent me a whole bunch of beats to use, and I'm still gonna use it. And it's just about the scene. It's just pretty much how I've seen the scene. Just gotta listen to the lyrics in it. I think one thing that I want to emphasize in that, the last line of the first verse, it wouldn't be a scene without music from our sisters. Because no one bigs them up. Because it's something that we need to acknowledge, our sisters in the scene. I think I wrote that after seeing Code of Conduct and Ivy Gold from Melbourne. And they're just lionesses. Yeah. You know, it's undeniable how good they are.
Yeah, their stage presence is awesome.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing, I'm so damn ill. I'm dazed by a lioness who rep with skill. Respect to our queens who rock persistent. It wouldn't be a scene without music from my sisters. You gotta give it to you, you gotta give it to me. You gotta give it to me, you gotta give it to me. You on the scene, on the scene.